Am I wrong? Falling in love with you. Tell me, am I wrong? Well, falling in love with you. While your other man was out there cheating at night, stepping all over you. Sweet thing, tell me, am I wrong? Well, I got to be strong. Well, I know you're depending on me. You know I got to be strong. I know you're depending on me to give you all of my attention, all of my time, and all of the love you need. Oh, tell me, am I wrong? Trying to hold on to you. Tell me, am I wrong? Trying to hold on to you. I just wanna make a home for you, baby, and all of your children too. Tell me, am I wrong? Am I wrong? Falling in love with you. While your other man was out there cheating at night, stepping all over you. While your other man was out there cheating at night, stepping all over you.
That was Am I Wrong by Keb Mo off of his 1994 album called Keb Mo, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Addie and I'm going to be your DJ for the next hour, and I'm recording this show remotely from Seattle. So yeah, you just heard Am I Wrong by Keb Mo. I think that's a really great track. I actually had never heard it until yesterday. My dad played it for me. And I just really love how he's able to achieve such a nuanced and interesting song, and a beautiful song at that, with just like the guitar in his voice, and just what a talented guitar player. So yeah, starting the set off with that, next up you're going to hear Circles by Mac Miller off of his album, also called Circles, which was released in January of this year. Mac Miller was working on this album up until his death in 2018, and his family decided to release the album to the public recently. So, well, not that recently, it was in January that it came out, and like the decision was made before that because they had to, you know, finish production and all that. But anyways, Circles is my favorite song, I think, off of that album. It's just really simple, and it, I think just like the simplicity of it complements his vocals in a really nice way. So you're going to hear that. And then next you're going to hear Angel from Montgomery by Bonnie Raitt off of her album Road Tested, which is actually a live album that she recorded at a theater in California. Coincidentally, on that album, she also played a cover of Burning Down the House, which you'll hear later in this set, but you're actually going to hear the Talking Heads version, not the Bonnie Raitt version. But I just thought that was like kind of wild and interesting because I like made this whole set and then I was like looking through her Road Tested album track list and I was like, wow, ah, look at that. So yeah, you're going to hear Angel from Montgomery. I think that she does just a wonderful job with this song. It's my favorite version of Angel from Montgomery, which I think is saying a lot because there's like so many people that have done it. I mean, there's the original, right? And then like Maggie Rogers, Susan Tedeschi, just so many really talented musicians have covered it. And I think of it as some sort of like gold standard. So yeah, you're going to hear the Bonnie Raitt version of Angel from Montgomery. But before that, here's Circles by Mac Miller.
what it looked like right before you fall. Stumbling around, you've been guessing your direction, except you can't see it all. And I don't have a name, I don't have a name, no. Who am I to blame, who am I to blame, no. And I cannot be changed, I cannot be changed, no. Trust me, I've tried. I'd stand up right at the start of the line, drawing circles. Well, I drink my whiskey, you sip your wine. We're through a while sitting watching the world falling down its decline. I can keep you safe, I can keep you safe. Do not be afraid, do not be afraid. You're feeling sorry, I'm feeling fine. Don't you put any more stress on yourself, it's one day at a time. Getting pretty late, getting pretty late. And I find it goes around like the hands that keep counting the time, drawing circles.
Make me a flies in the kitchen. I can hear them there buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. But how the hell can a person going to work in the morning can come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a
Right, so that was Angel from Montgomery by Bonnie Raitt. Sorry for the quick fade out there. I'm still trying to figure out how actually to fade out. I'm recording this like remotely, so I have some computer software that I'm using, and I've somewhat gotten the hang of it, but I have not mastered the fade out, I can tell you that much. But that was Miss Bonnie Raitt in all her glory, and before that, Circles by Mac Miller. Up next, I have some Fiona Apple tracks. They're both off of her recent album, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, which came out in mid-April of this year, which was really an exciting release. I know that I'm talking about it a while after the fact, but she hadn't dropped an album since 2012, and before that, 2005. So she definitely waits for a while between her albums, but I think that she delivers really great results, so I think worth the wait. Yeah, you're going to hear Cosmonauts, followed by I Want You to Love Me. And after that, you're going to hear Hit the Back by King Princess off of her 2019 album, Cheap Queen.
Ignites a fuse to my patience. Whatever you do is gonna be wrong. There's no time to interrupt the detonation. Be good to me before you're gone. When I met you, I was fine with my nothing. I grew with you and now I've changed. What I've become is something I can't be without your loving. Be good to me, it isn't a game. Now let me see, it's you and me. Forgive, good God. How do you suppose that we'll survive? Come on, that's right, left, right. Make lighter all the heavier. Cause you and I will be like a couple of cosmonauts. Except with way more gravity than when we started off. Whoa, you and I will be like a couple of cosmonauts. Except with way more gravity than when we started off. When you resist me, hon, I cease to exist. Because I only like the way I look when looking through your eyes. And when you come back, you commemorate the penetration of the sun into the deep dark sky. Now let me see, it's you and me. Forgive, good God. How do you suppose it will survive? Couple of cosmonauts, except with way more gravity than when we started off. Whoa, you and I will be like a couple of cosmonauts, except with way more gravity than when we started off. Started off. couple of cosmonauts. Except with way more gravity than when we started off. Whoa, you and I will be like a couple of cosmonauts. Except with way more gravity than when we started off.
need you to search my clothing, pat me down and feel the molding. Cause underneath this table feels so good to me. And I need you to be my motor and run me till I can't go further. Cause every turn you take is just exciting me. And ain't I the best you had? And I let you throw it down, hit the back, tell me I need respect. And you know that I'm around, I'm your pet. Ain't I the best you had? And everything you touch just feels like yours to me.
So you just heard Hit the Back by King Princess, and before that you heard I Want You to Love Me and Cosmonauts, both by Fiona Apple. So two very strong and powerful female vocalists that I love. I'm going to hit you with a public service announcement, and then we're going to get into some new glass animals. This one is on blackout emergency preparedness, which I thought seemed kind of relevant given that it is storm season. I think it's storm season. At least there are storms. I don't know if it's storm season. Anyways, blackout emergency preparedness public service announcement. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food for 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So, be prepared for any possible emergencies. Gonna get back to the music now. So, Glass Animals just dropped a new album, which is really exciting. It came out on August 7th, and it's called Dreamland. I was doing a little bit of research and reading about this album, and I came across this one article in New Musical Express, or NME. It was written by Elizabeth Aubrey, and it's called Glass Animals: Everything That Made Me Who I Am Was Taken Away by the Accident, in case you want to read along at home. But it talks about their drummer. His name is Joe Seward, and he was actually biking and was hit by a truck, and had, in this was in 2018, and it was a really bad accident, and he had like all these fractures and ended up with no short-term memory and had to like relearn all his skills, how to walk, how to talk, all that. But he has made this just really incredible comeback and is back on stage with the band, which is really, really great. So this new album sort of heralds his return. So this was obviously a very tumultuous time for the band, with their friend and drummer, you know, being so severely injured and then being able to come back. So the article that I mentioned earlier explains that these events, quote, triggered an about turn for the group. Their upcoming new album, Dreamland, will be their first entirely autobiographical record, end quote, which is actually really interesting and something that I like didn't fully know about Glass Animals. But their record, How to Be a Human Being, which is actually my favorite of theirs, their main songwriter, I don't know his first name, his last name is Bailey, I can get back to you on that, but Bailey, this is again in the article, interviewed dozens of strangers he'd met on the road, everyone from fans to taxi drivers, and used their stories to create a bunch of fictional characters. That was the whole, you know, premise of the album, How to Be a Human Being. And the only song that was actually personal to Bailey was Agnes, which I'm going to play for you next. That's actually my, I think that I'm going out on a limb here. I think that's actually my favorite song on the album. There's some competition for sure, but that one really stands out to me personally. And in this article, this interview, Bailey says, the fan response to Agnes was totally unexpected. I've always been really, really afraid to write about myself. I always thought it was selfish. So this track marked like the first time that he had an autobiographical or, you know, personally resonant track. And that was successful. Like not just with me. I know I said that this one's my favorite, but it's a big one with fans too. So with Dreamland, they've, you know, sort of gone entirely in the direction that Bailey went with Agnes, and it is purely autobiographical, which I think is exciting and interesting, especially seeing how that, like, how that trend can change with artists. I was just talking to my sister the other day about Taylor Swift and how in the past her songs were, like, sort of known for being relatable, and they were, like, Taylor Swift's personal experiences. And so I'm thinking, for example, Picture to Burn on Wikipedia says it was, quote, inspired by the narcissistic and cocky nature of her former high school classmate and ex-boyfriend. So she's very much rooted in that autobiographical and personal tradition. And with her latest album, Folklore, she's sort of taken a turn towards the more biographical stories about other people. On her Instagram, when she, like, released the album, she said, quote, I found myself not only writing my own stories, but also writing about or from the perspective of people I've never met, people I've known, or those I wish I hadn't. So it's sort of interesting how she has flipped to from being more autobiographical to being more biographical or telling stories of other people, while Glass Animals have done the inverse, and sort of seeing how that, obviously they're different artists with different music, but just seeing how that, you know, the whose stories you're telling and why, how that affects your music, I think is really interesting. But yeah, without further ado, I'm going to play Agnes, which again is off their album, How to Be a Human Being. And then I will talk a little more and then finally play some stuff from their new album.
Thank you.
cigarette and come down the stop and breathe a second. Go back to the very beginning. Can't you see what was different then? You were just popping Percocet, maybe just for a week at best. Maybe a smoke to clear the head. Your head is so numb, that nervous breath you try to hide between the motions, that trembling tender little sigh. And so it goes, the choking rose back to be reborn. I wanna hold you like you're mine.
That was Agnes by Glass Animals off their album How to Be a Human Being. And again, that song was their first foray into making autobiographical music. So their most recent album, Dreamland, is fully autobiographical. I don't know why I'm having so much trouble saying that today. but it centers a lot on Dave Bailey, who's the lead singer and songwriter. His first name's Dave, just get that down for the record because I forgot that earlier. But it centers on Dave Bailey's childhood, and one sort of interesting and neat thing that they do is that they intersperse little audio clips from home videos throughout the record. So they have like his mother's voice. There'll just be like a couple seconds long between songs, which is neat. And I think sort of a classic Glass Animals move. Like if you look at How to Be a Human Being, they have that like 36 second little bit called Pre-Made Sandwiches. They don't have any of those on Zaba, which was their first album, but I think that, you know, the presence of these little interesting, fun, quirky interludes is becoming somewhat of their hallmark. But anyways, yeah, so Dreamland is immensely personal and focuses at least to some extent, on Bailey's childhood. In the Enemy interview, an article that I was reading from earlier, he talks about how a lot of my favorite books and films take you through lots of different emotions, like Everything is Illuminated by Jonathan Safran Foer. Quote, it's sad, surreal, joyous, it's everything. And that's what I wanted this album to be, a full reflection of life. So, you know, big vision there, obviously. and yeah, I honestly, personally, like How to Be a Human Being better than Dreamland. But to be fair, I've only listened through Dreamland once, and usually, like, I listen to things a couple times and pick out, you know, my favorites and sort of get more of a sense for the music. But on first go round, I like How to Be a Human Being better. But that's honestly kind of to be expected. I think How to Be a Human Being is one of those, like, take to a desert island type albums for me, where it's like, if I could only listen to a couple albums, I would listen to this one. And also the Stop Making Sense live album from the Talking Heads, which we will listen to later. But it's not, like, wildly shocking that I don't like Dreamland as much as that one, because that one is, like, kind of top tier for me. But I was reading this other album review in The Independent from the UK. It's by, I don't actually know how to say this name, Royson O'Connor, I think. And it had a really interesting and nice take on comparing Dreamland to How to Be a Human Being, which I'm going to read for you, and then I'm going to play two tracks from Dreamland, and I'm sort of hoping that by sandwiching this, you know, comparison between a track from How to Be a Human Being and two tracks from Dreamland, you can, like, do some sort of comparison by yourself if you want to, or you can just listen and not compare. That's fine too. But anyways, this article says, quote, Dreamland is relatively sedate in comparison to 2016's Mercury Prize shortlisted How to Be a Human Being. That album fizzed with colorful, eclectic characters spun from real-life encounters. Dreamland, meanwhile, is drenched in a sepia-toned, Beach Boys-influenced nostalgia that casts wistful glances back at VHS tapes, cartoons, boomboxes, and school discos. Bailey's voice, light, airy, mournful, makes you think of Peter Pan if he were forced to grow up. Thinking of childhood in such analytical detail can throw up wonderful memories, sure, but it can bring out dark things too, things that tend to hang around in later life. It makes for a complex, thoughtful, and moving record. End quote. So, yeah, without further ado, I'm going to play two tracks from you, the first being Heat Waves and the second being Helium, which at the moment, Helium is my favorite track from Dreamland. So, here you go.
Last night, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Don't want, but I think about you. You know that I'm never gonna lose.
So Your sleeping smile so comfortable. I just wish that I could give you that. That look that's perfectly unsaid. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.
Thank you.
Okay, so again, that was Helium by Glass Animals, and before that you heard Heat Waves by Glass Animals, both off of their most recent album, Dreamland, which I would highly recommend you listening to the rest of. Up next, I'm going to play some Talking Heads. Like I mentioned earlier with Glass Animals and their 2016 album, How to Be a Human Being, as one of my like top five Take to a Desert Island albums. Stop Making Sense, the album of the concert film for the Talking Heads, is another one of those top five desert island kind of albums for me. So I'm going to play some of that for you. I'm going to start with Psycho Killer because that is how the album and the concert film both start. And I think it just really showcases how awesome of a band they are. It's just like David Byrd and a guitar and this, you know, this speaker that's playing some sort of drum machine beat. And he just goes to town on it and it's awesome. And then like some of the later tracks that I'm going to play, Burning Down the House and also Once in a Lifetime if there's time, show how the band is also great when there's like all these different pieces coming together. So I just think that I just love Talking Heads. And I think that their ability to, you know, produce just and deliver just great music, whether it's just like, you know, David Byrne and his guitar and some drums, or like the whole band coming together, I just think it's awesome. So yeah, without further ado, I'm gonna play some Talking Heads for you. Here you go.
Hi, I got a tape I want to play.
To the facts, I'm tense and nervous, can't relax, can't sleep, bed's on fire, don't touch me, I'm a real live wire, psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est, run, 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 run. You can't even finish it. You're talking a lot, but you're not saying anything. When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. Say something once, why say it again? Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Run, 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 run. Just to say,
So that was Burning Down the House by Talking Heads, and before that you heard Psycho Killer. I'm going to sign off for the night. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm going to leave you with one last Talking Heads track. Here is Once in a Lifetime.
Living in a shotgun shack, you may find yourself in another part of the world. You may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. You may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by.
This is not my beautiful house. You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by. Let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by. Water flowing underground. Into the blue again. After the money's gone. Once in a lifetime. Water flowing underground.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Water, remove the water, cover the water, remove the water from the bottom of the